And then after service, when we go back out there, if our problems are still there, at least God will help us carry them. He'll help us because we've done all we could to get closer to him. And there were a couple of scriptures that stuck out in my mind. In John 14:1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And I'm thinking, well, if I believe in God and I believe in who Jesus is and what he came on earth to do, you know, he didn't just come to die so, you know, we could be free from our sins. There were so many other reasons that Jesus came on the earth, you know. And then I go to John 14:27, and it's the song that Sister Cindy wrote, or God gave her a tune for, 26 and 27, it says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And I'm thinking, Lord, keep all that you've done in my remembrance. Don't let me forget those things. And then, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And I'm thinking, Lord, I need that peace, you know. I don't want to go through my day and my life and be troubled, because I know you're going to be there. You know, you've showed it to me. You know, you've given me the Holy Ghost. You've always been there. And then I went to 1 Peter 3:10-14, and it says, For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." And I was thinking about how Brother Smith was talking about judgment. We shouldn't be afraid of judgment, because if we're doing what we can, if we're doing what we know is right, then judgment will help us. And then the 14th verse, "But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. Be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled." And I think, no matter what the world throws at me, no matter what my problems are, no matter, you know, how hard this next test is in school or this next trial in life, I know that God's always going to be there. And that just keeps playing over and over in my mind, you know. And we're such a blessed people. We're such a blessed youth to be a part of the body of Christ, not just because, you know, we think we're it or something, but just even in the fellowship, there's so much that we can gain just from hearing one another. And then when we come here to church, where God's doing his work, it's just so amazing knowing that this is where, I guess for me, I know this is where God wants me, because this is where I find strength and this is where I find him. And so I'm just thankful tonight that I'm in church, I'm in the body of Christ, and I know the Lord, I know my Savior, and I'm very thankful.
Feeling to talk about it, but I don't. Sometimes, you know, when you feel like you need to say something, but you don't know really how to express what you want to say. And we've just this last year, really, it's been longer than that since Brother Smith announced that we were going to be moving. But mainly, this last year has probably, some of you don't think it's a trial, but I felt like it's been a trial. It's been really hard, but like Randy was saying, God's been with us and He's really helped us, and I appreciate the Lord helping us. I'm not living where I want to live, you know, in a house that I want to live in. I mean, it's great living in the church. I don't mean that. It's been great living here, being so close to the church, but not having my own home. It's been hard, and having my own bed. It's going to be like Christmas when I get to. I'm going to jump in my bed when I get it. I'm going to be so excited. But I know the Lord has been so good to us. And aside from not having all the things you want, you know, or you feel like, you know, I feel like I should have. I know if I'm patient that God will give me what I need. And all those are just things that we've got in those two storage units. Those are just things that we have over there. And that's not what I'm here for. You know, that's not what I'm striving for. And I just want the Lord to know that I really appreciate this opportunity. And I want to go on. I want to learn, and I want to be willing to do whatever He wants us to do. And I just appreciate so much through this move, not having to go to work. It seems like I always find myself doing something, but I really appreciate that opportunity of not having to go to work. And God's really blessed my husband with a wonderful job. He comes home smiling every day. He's happy to go to work, and he's happy when he comes home. And so I just appreciate that so much, because, you know, when your husband's happy, boy, that makes you happy. And I just love the Lord for doing that. I mean, I'm amazed every time he goes off to work every day. I just think, oh, thank you, Jesus, for that, you know. And then the other day, the church had gotten broken into, I've been asking my husband if we could, you know, find a place. And he says, you need to be patient. You need to be patient. And I feel like I have been. And but, you know, I'm a little more high strung than he is. And so I said, okay, Lord, I'm not going to ask him again. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to let you take care of this. So when he heard the church was broken in again, he goes, you find us a place to move to. So he told me how much money we could spend. And I said, okay. And so I started looking, and looking around, and I really couldn't find anything I guess I'm a snob or something. I just didn't know where I wanted to live, and I'd kind of look over in this one place that I think is pretty cool, and he'd say, it's too much money. I'm all, So then we, you know, he kept looking and looking. Well, we were driving, I've been driving down this road, you know, going to Matt and Reva's several times, and I know I'm a snob, because there's trash along the side of the highway, and that drives me crazy. I just want to stop and pick up the trash, and, you know, I just think, you know, so I want things to be green and pretty and smooth and clean, and, you know, I want it to, you know, that's just my personality. But, you know, we were driving down the road, I slowed down, because there's always lots of traffic on that road, and I slowed down. I said, Roy, get this number. So I said it real quick to him, and he goes, I can't get that. I said it again. I kept saying, as we kept driving down the road, I kept saying, repeating it for you. Finally, he punched it into his phone, and he called, and the owner was there at the house, and she said, well, why don't you just turn around and come back and look at the house? And so we went back, and we went in, and we looked at it, and, you know, it wasn't new, or it wasn't, you know, really fancy, but it had everything that we said that we wanted. I told her, this is terrible. I said, I just cannot live with that fixture right there. She says, well, I'll replace it. I said, thank you. And so she did that. And then finally we said, well, how much? And, you know, she told us that, she goes, I just lowered it. And when she told us the price, it was $5 less than what he told me that we could spend. And I said, woohoo. And so, you know, and we haven't rented for, I don't know, 20 years or so. And I said, we'll take it. She goes, well, it doesn't quite work like that. You have to fill out this application, and you have to qualify, you know. And so we sort of like, oh, okay, we figure everybody would want us.
So anyway, so she gives us the applications, and I filled them out. And the next day, Sister Weininger faxed them for me, and I called her to make sure she got the fax, because they had some, had our social security numbers on there and everything. I wanted to make sure it went to the right place. Anyway, she says, "Oh, I'm so glad you felt like you wanted this house, and you sent your application in. I'm so glad." I'm like, "Well, that was a changed tune from, doesn't work this way." So anyway, I felt like, there's a pretty good chance that we might get this house. And so then she called us last Thursday, and she said that we got it. And I was so thankful. I said, "Lord, I didn't have to." I just laid back and went down the road, and I said, "Oh, look at that number. Maybe we should remember that number." So I said, "Lord, I just appreciate that." And so I just love the Lord. I am not a patient person, but he's beginning to make me a believer in it, because he's been really good to us. And I just love him, and I appreciate him. And he's been a wonderful Savior. He's been a wonderful Father. He's been a wonderful friend. You just can't go wrong going down that road towards the Lord. He is just so good. And he amazes me every time. And he is above my expectations. I just think I just love him. I just can't, he's never disappointed me. And I just love him, and I appreciate him, and he's been so good to us. And I hope I got across what I wanted to say, but I just wanted y'all to know that we appreciate your patience with us, and I do appreciate the Lord and what he's done.
Well, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. Oh, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Well, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. Well, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Well, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Well, done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Well, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Well, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sin away. Well, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Well, it's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. No, I cannot tell it all. Well, it's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away. Well, he's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. I cannot tell it all. That's so much for me. I cannot tell it all. He has taken my sins away.
Good to hear what all the Lord has done for y'all this week, doing for you. Your life is an epistle written to all men. And let's remember to this week to call some of the ones who haven't been here. If you got the, I'm going to try to call that Steve and Ray. Her name was Ray. Remember the last name, Brother Brett, Steve, and Ray? Moore, I think it was her name. They came a few times. The Lord touched them in a mighty way while they were here. I'm going to try to call them this week. And those who had, some that hadn't been here, reach out and somebody make a call. See if the Lord, who the Lord lays upon your heart. And we'll be back here Sunday. For our services Sunday, we have any announcements of anything else that's going on this week or weekend before we dismiss? Nope. Okay. Let's stand and give the Lord thanks before we go home. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Merciful God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you thanks. Hallelujah. For the good word of God tonight that we've heard, the testimonies that we've heard.